Welcome to the Powered Services Podcast, your go-to source for all things MSP. Each episode, we're diving deep into the world of MSPs, exploring cutting-edge solutions, strategies, and insights that empower you to supercharge your services. Join us as we connect with industry experts, thought leaders, and tech visionaries who are reshaping the managed services landscape. Plug in, power up, and prepare to elevate your MSP game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Dan Tomaszewski.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Powered Services Podcast. Excited to have you along. If you were with us last week, we had an awesome episode with Danny Carlson talking to us about Chambers of Commerce and how he's leveraging Chambers of Commerce to grow his MSP and just get his brand and everything out there, and leading to another subject about our brand and really establishing our MSPs is Google reviews. A lot of people talk about it. It's a big part. You know, we're out there in a world where people want to do their due diligence before they do business with us and they do their research, and Google reviews is a big part of that. And I thought there'd be no better person to bring on than Trish Cody, co-owner of 12 Points Technologies. And she ran a contest and she's got some pretty cool results and, you know, what took place from there. So I wanted to have her come on and talk to us about running a Google review contest. And we'll learn about all the ins and outs of it in today's episode. So without further ado, Trish, welcome to the podcast. Excited to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dan. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, let's go through this. So Google reviews, you know, a lot of people hear about it. They're like, yeah, Google, we got to do it. You know, it's important. We all know the, you know, why Google, you know, why the reviews are important. But what, you know, take me through the mindset. Why did you and your company, why did you want to do a Google review contest? What was the overall behind it, and what were you looking to kind of get away from it?
Yeah, that's kind of a two-parter question. So why the reviews, and then why a contest for that? So we wanted to get more reviews because at the time that we started the contest, we only had 3 Google reviews, and we've been in business for over 20 years. And so that's a little sad. And 2 of those reviews were completely bogus reviews, like not even people we knew, you know, just like weird things that people just said, these guys are awful. And we couldn't get them off. So what we wanted to do is bury them with positive reviews. The other reason we wanted to do it was because, you know, I think we all want to be able to let prospects know what our customers are saying about us. And a lot of times if you are doing referrals, your prospects or your customers can kind of get referral fatigue, where they're just tired of taking those calls. They're happy to do it, but after a while, it's kind of like, look, I can't be your Google review bank, like all by my onesie, right? So we said, all right, we need to find a better way to do this. We've been asking people to do Google reviews. We use Kruhu for our CSAT, and it's right there in the email that goes out that says rank us. And by the way, if you really like us, go out to Google and leave us a review. And that was giving us crickets. We were not getting anything from people would say, yeah, I'll go do a review. And then they just, you know, wouldn't do it. Just not for any negative reason, just stuff gets away from you. So we thought, okay, how can we really motivate folks? And we decided that maybe a contest. I have a friend of mine who throws a lot of events and he's always doing raffles for those things. And everybody is always all in on them. He raises tons of money for charity doing that. And I thought, well, you know, people seem to like raffles, so let's try a raffle to do that.
Yeah. So what was the goal? Like you said, you only had 3, a couple of them were not customers, just the wonderful world of Google where people go on and leave, you know, different information. How many Google reviews were you trying to get, you know, and in what period of time?
Yeah, we decided to run it only for 30 days because we wanted to make it, you know, put some urgency behind it. So you get this month and that's it. And our goal was to get 20 5-star Google reviews in 30 days.
Wow. All right. That's a good goal. So let's talk about it then. So how did you set the contest up? And can you walk us through the process? You know, you just told us about you have a friend that, you know, does really good with raffles and things like that. So let's talk us through. There's a lot of all the people on here that listen to this podcast are MSPs, and you know, they got their own MSP. So let's take them through this process. What did you think about from start? And then let's kind of walk people through to the finish line of what that process looked like. And you wanted to accomplish this in 30 days. It's a pretty aggressive goal. Let's take people through those motions.
Sure. So we decided, first of all, to go with a full-size Yeti cooler that we on wheels that we were going to raffle off, because we figured, well, let's make it worth their while. You know, we're not going to offer them a coffee mug, right? So we said, let's make it something. This was, we ran it in April, May timeframe. So it was going right into that spring, summer where people want to go boating, people want to go camping. So we thought, what a great prize. So that was the first choice. And then the second choice was how to do it. And we decided to run it just like we would run any kind of marketing or pre-sales campaign. So we used our inside sales rep to really run that campaign for us. The first step was having our sales rep, who, you know, our account relationship manager, send out emails to folks letting them know that this was coming. We created some nice little flyers, some great graphics, some, you know, hey, look, you can win kind of things. To send out, and he sent those all out. And then we followed it up with a very structured process of follow-up emails, follow-up phone calls on a schedule. So each day, our inside sales rep had activities to do. And so we took that customer list, we broke them down into three groups, completely arbitrary groups, not based on value, not based on anything, not even alphabetical, just arbitrary groups. And we just set up a rotation. So on day one, you email this group. On day two, you email this group. On day three, you call this group. On day four, you do this. And I gave him a very structured plan with scripts to do that. And he continued that throughout the course of the 30 days.
That's awesome. I mean, you really put the whole plan together. And I think that's, you know, how much time did it take you to put the thought process behind, like, the one group, three groups, and the schedules for each activity and the days? Like, what would you say was the time commitment from you to put all that together?
I would say probably an afternoon, really, to kind of think about how do we want to do this? How do we want to run it? To write the scripts, and then also to come up with the rules of play. So, you know, it has to be a 5-star review. It has to be accompanied by a comment. You can have other employees at your organization also enter. And for every additional entry, you get an additional raffle entry, but that also has to be a 5-star review, has to be including a comment. And you yourself have to have already done that for any of your employee ones to also count. So we just kind of did this whole rule structure. And then creating the graphic was probably maybe, I don't know, about an hour of time. So I would say somebody could put that together in an afternoon.
Yeah, so it's not something that is like, hey, this is going to take up hours and hours and hours of planning. This isn't going to take days and weeks of trying to structure it. It's something you can go put your mind to, sit down in an afternoon or an evening, and just kind of go through, put the rules, the process in place. You put the script in place. Did you train your caller, like your inside sales? Did you talk to them through, like, hey, look, this is the goal. This is what we're trying to achieve. This is it. Like, did they know? I mean, obviously, I know you've put the scripts together, but did you train them then too?
Well, I wouldn't say that I trained him. We went through the scripts. I asked him to give me any questions if he has any. We made sure that he, and also all of our techs, I think this was kind of important. We made sure all of our techs knew. So everybody in the whole company knew this contest was going on. Everybody knew to promote it. Everybody knew to say, hey, by the way, if you haven't entered yet, make sure that you get your name in there, because we're giving away this cooler. So it was really kind of a team effort for everybody in the company working on it.
No, that's great. So everybody in the team was behind this. And let's talk through some of the results. Like, what did you find as you guys were calling people?
I had a little bit of a cutout. Sorry. I'm here.
Oh, that's okay. We have technical difficulties. We keep it real and just let things keep going on the podcast. So what was the results? What did you guys find with your team? And like, what were you seeing as you guys started this campaign?
Yeah, so it started off actually pretty slow the first week and a half. We were like, oh gosh, are we going to make this? So we changed our messaging a little bit for a countdown. Instead of just saying, hey, reminder, we started including countdowns, saying you only have, you know, 5 more days left to do this. You only have 10 more days left to do this. And that really kind of pushed it. So by the end of it, we ended up getting 21 five-star reviews with comments. Some of the comments were long and nice. Some of them were just short little things like, hey, you guys are great. Love you. Either way, it counted. And we also, I forgot to say earlier in the rules, one of the rules was that if you're the winner, you agree to have your picture taken with the prize that we can use in our marketing. So we were able to do that. We were able to get the picture taken and everybody was happy.
Yeah, great. So you went from having basically one review and you picked up 21 new reviews in less than 30 days. And I mean, that had to help you from a Google SEO standpoint. It has to help now for people that are researching and taking a look at the company. I mean, it had some pretty significant results for you and going to help your marketing for the further on, you know, down the road into 2025 now.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the additional things was because we put it right in the rules that we're using this for marketing. We have since pulled some of those reviews. They are on a rotation on our website. We use them in emails. We use them in various different things. So it's not just about getting them on Google, but it's also being able to use them in other marketing ways.
So let's talk through some of the challenges, though. I mean, it can't just be all roses on the other side. Was there any challenges that you guys faced as an organization when trying to put this contest together and actually running it? I mean, what were the hurdles? I know you were saying the countdown timers. I heard you say that, like getting people to actually do things within a certain period. Yeah. Were there other challenges that you ran into?
There really weren't other challenges that I was aware of at the time. It's funny because after presenting this idea, I did have a couple people come up to me and say, hey, you know, Google doesn't like it when you do that. So what I found out on the back end is it's a really good thing that we did not put on our socials anything about, hey, guys, we're running this contest. You could win a cooler if you give us a Google review, because Google does not like pay for play when it comes to Google reviews. So that's a caution. Everything has to go. Everything ran directly through our email and through phone. And, you know, probably postcards would be okay too, if we decided to do that later. Just not to put it on the socials, because if Google gets word of it, you could get a little bit of backlash. They could, you know, tank your rankings on your reviews for you.
So, and that's really good advice. I mean, you don't want to be out there publicizing, hey, everybody, give me a 5-star, like, give me this, but you know, I think that's a really good tip and from a challenging perspective, because someone could get really blasted by promoting it that way.
You could.
So let's think about it for all the MSPs that are out there that this is really good. I mean, you've shown the results. You've talked about how you did it. You talked about how you trained. You had this stuff set up. So now I'm an MSP. I'm considering doing a similar Google review. What is the advice that you would give them based on the experience that you went through? And, you know, would you do this again? And what advice would you give to our listeners?
Yeah, we'll absolutely do it again, probably in the spring again, and probably with the cooler again. That seemed to work really, really well. It bagged us 3,200 in new MRR. That we could directly attribute, because they told us, we went out and read your reviews and that really, you know, helped us make our decision. So I'd encourage anybody to do it. I would say be structured about it. You know, the thing that we did with our inside sales rep, even if you don't have an inside sales rep, make somebody responsible for it and give them a structure and a plan that they have to follow. I would say about midway through, make sure you're using your countdowns and have a time limit. And don't make it too long. Don't say, you know, we're going to, you know, for this quarter. I might even shorten it from 30 days to 15 the next time I run it, just to really get some more of that urgency. And just keep on top of it. Check it every day and have a target. Make sure that you know this is what we want. This is how many we want. And this is what we're after.
Yeah, it's like some of the best advice. Like this is this 15 to 20 minute podcast. I mean, you as an MSP now should be able to take and be able to implement this in your business. And if you're trying to do this and you're struggling, you can reach out to us. We have an entire Powered Services team that can help guide and support you, you know, in trying to help you get the same type of things that Trish is talking about in the results. So there's lots of people that can help you. So if you don't know, you know, Trish just gave out a ton of really good ideas and strategy behind this. You should look at 2025 isn't that far off, and we want to make sure that our marketing is effective. We spend all this time, money, energy, resources, putting out content. We go out into communities. We go to chambers. We have centers of influence. We have all these things. But when people go do their research, when we're not around, what are they looking and what are they seeing? And if you're in a scenario like Trish, where you only had a couple and they just weren't the right ones, the right styles, or people spammed them in there, you know, what does that say to the prospects that are looking? And you said you were in business for 21 years?
Yeah.
So, I mean, really good, credible business, been around a long time. But if I went on the digital footprint, I just didn't have that idea that you've been around for 21 years with all these reviews showing me. Now I've at least got the customers of 21 years commenting in there to give us that stuff. I mean, it really makes a big impact for folks. So if you're an MSP, you definitely need to have this on your radar for 2025 and strategize around it. Trish, I'll ask you this. I know you said you would do this quarterly. Are you guys doing any other in-between things? I know you say you've got like the Kruhoo thing going where it's a part of like emails. Hey, if you really feel great about our services, you know, leave us a review. Are you guys doing anything, you know, more to promote around that? And are you getting more, any more organic, or do you really feel like it's unfortunately more of a push around contests, prizes, incentives to get them?
I would say that getting organic Google reviews is really hard, because when you're doing business with somebody, especially if it's a recurring service like what we provide, it's just not your first thought to say, oh, you know what, I'm going to go out and leave a review for these folks just because they're so awesome. I might tell you that to your face, but it's just, we just don't think to do it. So for me, it's really more of a pull. It's more of a, you know, you have to ask for it. You don't necessarily have to run a contest. I mean, we had a very aggressive goal and we wanted to just, we wanted to bury those negative reviews. You do have to ask for it, and in a proactive way, the passive way of having it on the Kruhoo, or in the, at the bottom of your emails. I mean, that's good to have. I wouldn't say don't have it, but it's not going to get you a lot of reviews. At least it hasn't in our experience.
Okay. No, I really appreciate you coming on to the podcast today and talking us through the success that you've had with the Google reviews. If you do it next spring, maybe I'll bring you back and let's see what the results are there. I would love to hear about it and hear the results for the second time through and going through, but really genuinely appreciate you coming on and sharing this. This was an awesome strategy and idea for MSPs that really doesn't take up a ton of time to be able to go out there, but has a big impact. And you've already seen the fruit of that impact, you know, through some new MRR, and I'm sure there's more to come. But really, again, thank you for taking the time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of the Powered Services Podcast. And I challenge each and every one of you, what are you doing to move your Google reviews? Go look at it, put it on the calendar, put a date, do something around making sure that you're getting more Google reviews in your MSP. Until next time, everybody, have a great day.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Powered Services Podcast with Dan Tomaszewski. We hope you're leaving with your mind buzzing with new ideas and strategies to revolutionize your MSP offering. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights. And join us next time as we continue to decode the complexities of managed services. Until then, keep powering through. And remember, the future of MSP is bright and fully charged. Thank you for listening and stay connected.